Colossians 3:12-17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
Before you go again, it's just so rich and full of these, you know, beautiful invitations of God to live in this way. And I've preached on this passage at least once at weddings where everyone's like, yeah, it's all about love and it's wonderful. And that, you know, that's a brilliant place to lead, you know, brilliant place to read it. But I'm also struck that God doesn't just call us to live this way when it's easy. The passage isn't written to a group of people who are like just sailing through life and everyone's the same and everything's, you know, going smoothly. And some of the words, when you kind of remember that context, just kind of bring on a particular resonance. So what I wanted to do, I'm just going to pray for us to hear from the Lord what he wants to say to us tonight. And I invite you, as you do that, maybe there is someone in your life that you, or a situation in your life that you're struggling with. You know, somebody at a workplace or at home or at school that you're like, actually, that is someone who I actually quite find it quite hard to bear with. Or, yeah, that's a relationship which isn't going swimmingly. Because I think the resource of the Spirit, the resource of the Lord, is not just to make our lives a little bit better, that is to transform difficult relationships. So I'm just going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be at work as we hear it read again. And ask the Lord, is there a word or a phrase that he's just wanting to highlight for you tonight? You know, if there's a particular thing that he's wanting to say to you. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the equipping of your Spirit. Thank you that we are the sheep of your pasture. As we share in this word together in all our very different circumstances, Holy Spirit, would you help us to hear what you would have us hear? Where there are particular circumstances that are really rising in our hearts and in our minds because they're so present to us. Help us to see them through your eyes. Holy Spirit, come, I pray. Amen.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thank you so much. So as I say, these are words that are given to us in all of our circumstances, the hard ones as well as the easy ones. And earlier this year, we ran a course, it was at Lent, wasn't it, called the Difference Course, which was a course about helping people to navigate relationships of difference in all sorts of different ways. So tonight we're just going to have some of the folk that helped to run that course for a conversation which might speak into some of the ways in which God equips us and helps us to deal with relationships of difference. Annette and Anthony, would you like to come up and join us? Oh, there we go. Would you like to introduce yourself as your microphone?
Okay, my name is Anthony Madu, and I'm a member of church.
Hello, hopefully you can hear me. I can speak up if...
You put it a bit closer to you, closer. Yeah, maybe.
Hello.
Oh, that worked.
Hi, yeah, so I'm Annette Hodge, and yeah, I've been part of All Saints for about a year and a half.
Great, brilliant. And you were both involved, as was Jonathan, in helping to facilitate this difference course. But before we get on to that, as we were reading that passage, were there any particular words that sprang out to you today?
For me, it was the word bear with one another.
Bear with one another, yeah.
It's like giving allowance to one another.
Yeah.
And forgive one another.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think... The word clothe yourself with humility, I guess that idea of like not assuming we understand someone else's experience or what they're going through, but asking and listening.
Great. Yeah, thank you. How about you, Jonathan?
The first word, therefore, a preacher called Rick Warren says, if you ever see that word in God's word, it's good to know what it's there for, which I like. And it is there because it is so important and because of how much we need God's help to live it out. Like you say, it's very easy to think, oh, what a lovely thing at a wedding or elsewhere. It's a really difficult thing that needs God's spirit to be at work.
I love that we're reading this in context of the whole book of Colossians. And over the last few weeks, those of you that have been around, and the recordings are on the internet, on our website as well, that this stuff is grounded firmly in what Jesus has done for us. And I think the passage itself, didn't it? It spoke of forgive as the Lord forgave you. So our equipping in the cross of Christ. Yeah. So all of that... all of that said, the Difference Course was a course that was a way of enabling people who follow Jesus to live out this kind of something about a ministry of reconciliation, to engage in relationships of difference in a different way. What has most stayed with you as people helping facilitate the course about how people following Jesus might approach difference in relationships?
I guess for me it is... the ability to see through someone else's eyes, their own perspective, because most times we have our own perspectives. So it would be nice to also see where that person is coming from. It changes the whole picture.
Yeah. So going back to, I guess, what you were saying earlier, Annette, like clothing yourself in a kind of humility, which means I can't see everything. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I just totally agree. I think, like, really similar... that idea of like being present with someone, being open and just genuinely curious about their life and their experiences is just so shown through what Jesus did, and I guess the scriptures that we go through in the course, like examples of Jesus meeting with people and as they were, and the other word, I guess, that came up in the course quite a lot was reimagining.
Disagreeing to agree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Like, what does like the kingdom of God look like in that, whatever the situation was, a broken relationship or injustice, just reimagining like what that looks like. So that's really stuck with me, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that phrase you said again, because I think that's really helpful. Like, what does the kingdom of God look like in this situation? And how do I reimagine this? And I think of the Holy Spirit being a creative spirit, that like His Holy Spirit is more creative than any of us are. So like reimagining is not about us just kind of trying to think our way through the problem, but like asking the Lord to help us imagine his kingdom in that situation. That's really helpful. Thanks, Annette. Jonathan, how about you?
Another big phrase that came up with what Kira was saying is crossing divides. And one of the videos that we saw in week one or two of the difference course was a divide crossed. It must have been by the power and the grace of God's help between a Palestinian and a Jew. A bridge can only be built from two sides. And these two remarkable people are being prepared to cross a divide centuries old of huge pain that's historical, but beginning with the crossing of a divide of a single person walking across what was a divide on ethnic historical reasons and the power of that testimony.
Yeah, what courage that kind of thing takes to cross something so fraught and difficult. Yeah. And was there anything particularly difficult? Like, what was difficult or challenging about the course? Like, trying to deal with some of this stuff.
I guess some of you know my missus, but don't tell her I said this. while we're going through the course, we did disagreeing to agree, being curious. My missus is a very direct person, so she tells you as it is. She's very upfront. But one of the stuff we studied about was seeing through someone else's eyes, being patient with people. And at work, a scenario happened where she would have naturally just went head on. But because of the course, she had to be patient. She had to be curious. And at the end of the day, she was really happy. She didn't go direct her usual way. And it actually paid out. And now she deals with people, and it actually helps more with our relationship with people, that now she's a little bit more patient, curious, engaging, but not lashing out. Let me not use the word lash. Let me use the word not engaging too directly. Don't tell her I said that.
I could share something. My husband also, he helped run the course too, and he's left a little note on my phone here to share. He couldn't come tonight, but he said something that was might have been challenging about the difference course was coming to more awareness of some of the prejudices or biases that can... that he can make of people before knowing their story, so assumptions we make about each other. And that there's often a lot of assumptions we make about why people might hold a different opinion. And I guess the difficulty in realizing we're maybe not always as open-minded as we think we are, which is a really helpful thing to discover.
Big challenge from the course for me, and it's throughout God's word, is the question, how much are we only being with people who are like us? And people who are like us can be people who we like. How prepared are we to recognize the prejudices that you talk about there, Annette, and to take what feels like a big risk to cross a room, to cross a divide? It could be literally crossing a room. And to get alongside somebody who's not like us at all, of a different nation or generation, different situation outside our world. Mm-hmm. Big, big challenge.
Yeah.
And good to do.
We piloted the course like a couple of years ago now, I think, and I was involved in one of those pilots. And one of the things that I found really challenging was I realised, like, in an early part of the course, we were invited to kind of bring into the room some particular things that people might disagree quite strongly about or might have some quite differences about. And as I was preparing to lead it, I was like, this just feels like, this just feels reckless in a church to talk about things that, you know, people are going to have really strong different opinions on. And I thought that challenged me in itself. I was like, should this not be a place where at least I feel we feel we can, you know, air the fact that we're not on the same page. And I was aware what it was in myself that prevented me even from being curious, from wanting to create a space where we could practice what it is to bear with each other, to forgive as the Lord forgave us. So I was challenged by by even the kind of the opportunity to open something up. And I, you know, had to recognize in myself, yeah, where does that come from? That's the Lord convicts us in order that we can then bring things to Him and ask for His help and strength to be changed. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a beautiful parable in life, and apologies if you hate football, but at the one of the first football matches of the Euros is a championship going on at the moment. There was a player, Christian Eriksen, who collapsed on the pitch and was being treated for about 45 minutes. And a beautiful parable of crossing divides and unity was when the whole stadium, not only the fans of Denmark, but the opposition, who I think were Finland, were chanting his name. Suddenly a stadium came together in unity. And I thought, well, that's a parable of what the church should be like, chanting the name of Jesus, who creates unity amongst radically different personalities and people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just looking back at the text that we read, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, just strikes me as one of those things that where our instinct might be to run to defending ourselves or to our own opinion, but like if the word of Christ is dwelling in us richly, we've got that resource to come to where situations arise that are challenging. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you say, chanting the name together of Jesus rather than going to our own corners. Yeah. Are there any, the course was kind of a place where it's intended to be like an equipping and practical course. Have any of you got any examples of any situations where you've kind of had the opportunity to try and exercise some of this this bearing with one another and forgiving each other in love that you're? And I realise it's kind of quite vulnerable to share some of that stuff, but anything that you're up for sharing?
I guess having a teenage daughter now, it's difficult. First of all, I'm a guy, grew up with five brothers, just one sister. So it's difficult understanding where they're coming from. She being teenage, seeing the world in a different way from the way I see. And after being through the course, it makes me try to see things from her own perspective. Not just making my mind up. For starters, I don't wear skirts, so how am I going to know what she's going through? So it's made it a lot easier listening to her. And the more you listen, the more you find out the world has moved a lot forward from where I was to where she is now. And it's really a blessing, because the more you listen, you find out that you're not always right. And I guess as a parent, that sucks.
But I imagine that, like, again, as a parent, like where that's the approach, I can just imagine that really builds your relationship. Like, you're both getting to know each other better as she grows up.
Yeah, true. True.
I think it was said in the video earlier. It's like that way of life kind of idea, that not a to-do list of right, I'll start doing this and make sure I do these X, Y, and Z things. But yeah, like that just approach to like relationship that is lifelong and something to practice in like all our encounters really shone out to me. And I was thinking about just a situation where I have a friend who, obviously, you know, as I was kind of saying earlier, I think I know my experience of the world, but I don't know anyone else's unless I'm curious and ask them. And I'm not going to, we can't assume that we do understand. So my friend's someone who has a hearing impairment, and I think for a long time it's something that I just have through those kind of walls within myself, not just avoided kind of thinking about with her how that feels for her, what is her experience of that like. And yeah, really just developing that curiosity and openness with her to hear her story and the difficulties of that and the idea of like reimagining. So I'm in a uni course with her at the moment, so we, you know, I I see where there's moments where she's excluded from opportunities that I take for granted. And I think it's just more awareness of what that's like. And yeah, thinking, what would it look like if this course, this uni course that I'm doing, could be inclusive and not make you feel excluded or disabled in some way because of how it's running. That was quite a long answer, sorry. But yeah, I think it's just made me more brave to ask her what that's like in that situation, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. Kind of just a reason to kind of approach someone you love and say, what's life like for you? Thank you. Jonathan, anything for you?
Is this being recorded?
I think it is, but we could edit this out.
We've got two grandsons living with us, and everyone says, oh, that must be so amazing. And it is. But at just moments, it's amazingly difficult. And one of those moments is 3 a.m. I think that's fairly normal, that it's difficult. But nevertheless, one's love for them, like the love for your teenage daughter, which is inherent. It's in our DNA. It reminds me of the fact that even in spite of that, I can be very unforgiving, and a few other moments during the day as well. It gives an insight into the love of God when you get a love for your own child or godchild or grandchild. And it's for me an illustration of how unforgiving I can be, even with my own children or grandchildren.
I think it's so important, isn't it, that we can kind of recognise that these attitudes can stay in our hearts. I know that, I remember something a few years ago where, you know, some people had, like, it really, I think, inadvertently done something which had kind of bruised me. And I definitely recognise, like, a few months on that I was kind of almost entertaining that thought of, like, almost the kind of remembering the moment and kind of, oh yeah, did they not know? Could they not understand? And I had a real choice to know what to do with it. Do I just kind of play with that moment and kind of like toy with it and, almost replay it again in my mind so I could get all like righteously angry again? Not that righteously angry really, but to kind of toy with it. Or I could say, I'm going to choose to cut off that place of hurt and kind of say I'm going to release it because I'm allowing it to build up in me, and that is a position that Christ's forgiveness of me, he doesn't toy with my sins when I confess them. He's faithful and just to forgive me, and yet I was kind of modeling something different. So I really, not that it suddenly, like, not that I suddenly then straight away dealt with it really well, but I really recognised that choice. Gosh, what am I doing with this hurt? I'm actually like, I'm dwelling on it. But yeah, as it says here, forgive as the Lord forgave you. We're going to move to a bit of response soon, but I wonder if either anyone here might have a question to throw to these guys, or if anything that you guys, any experience on the course that you've not yet said that you'd like to share in the light of what we've been talking about tonight. And yeah, if anyone's got a question, throw up a hand and we'll go for it.
It's really true what you were saying earlier about the discomfort of like that situation you'd been in where let's throw out loads of controversial topics and see how we all fit. There's something that can be really limiting about fear. If we're really afraid, it means we don't step on it, we don't make those connections and understand each other. Just as you said, it's something I was thinking about in the course. In breakout rooms, that where there is a difference of opinion, that's something to not change the subject about or try to argue about, but to just acknowledge and sit with, allow it to be there.
Thank you so much. Can we thank John and Annette particularly for sharing Do take a seat, and we'll move to a time of response.